Transgender Activists Force Always Brand to Remove Female Symbol from Sanitary Products. By Amy Furr on October 21, 2019. Transgender activists have reportedly forced feminine product brand Always to remove the woman symbol from their product's packaging. Procter & Gamble, the company that manufactures the feminine products, bowed to the transgender lobby when a transgender activist named Ben Saunders allegedly complained about the company's use of the symbol in June. Saunders posted the brand's reply to Twitter, which reportedly read, "We are glad to inform you that as of December we will use a wrapper design without the feminine symbol." In July, another transgender activist who goes by the name Ellie Bloom online asked the Always brand on Twitter why it was imperative that the symbol be used on their products' wrappers. Bloom's tweet reportedly said, "There are non-binary and trans folks who still need to use your products too, you know." The Always public relations team said the gender-neutral products will hit shelves in January of next year, according to the Daily Wire. Procter & Gamble issued a statement that said the company will continue to champion girls and women through the designs of their products. The statement continued, "We're also committed to diversity and inclusion. And after hearing from many people across genders and age groups, we realize that not everyone who has a period and needs to use a pad identifies as female. To ensure that anyone who needs to use a period product feels comfortable in doing so with Always, we updated our pad wrapper design. Our mission remains to ensure no girl loses confidence at puberty because of her gender or period, and we do this through our puberty education programs. By providing access to period products with programs such as hashtag and period poverty. And by using our brand voice to tackle societal barriers and stigmas like we did with hashtag like a girl." However, feminist campaigner Julie Bindel said removing the symbol from the packaging is essentially denying the existence of women, and wrote Monday that she is upset by the company's decision to do so. "We're now moving towards the total elimination of women's biology," she commented. "The women's symbol has been used by feminists for decades. This is pure cowardice and virtue signaling from these big corporate brands who are capitulating to the trans agenda." On Saturday, Always tweeted that it was proud to take part in National Period Day, which feminists hoped would raise awareness of so-called period poverty. On Friday, Breitbart News reported that feminist activists claimed period poverty was an issue all over the nation and that period stigma was causing menstruation to be a taboo topic.